I pushed myself up slowly, trembling. I don't understand, but I did. God's help me, I did. The Lord Aramary rose, an outline against the pale glow of the room. As he walked down the steps of the dais, I saw that he was a slender man, very tall in the way of Amun, wearing a long, heavy mantle. Both it and his loose curled hair, the latter tied at the tip, trailed along the steps behind him as he came to me.
If there's one lesson the past has taught us, it is that we mortals exist at the bottom of a short and pitiless hierarchy, he said,
still in that warm, almost kind voice.
Above us are the godlings, and above those the gods. And they do not like us, Erushoth.
With reason, drawled Hado.
The Lord Aramary glanced at him, and to my surprise, seemed to take no offense from this.
With reason? Nevertheless, we would be fools not to seek some means of protecting ourselves.
He gestured away, I think toward the windows and the blackened sun beyond.
The art of scrivening was born from such an effort, initiated long ago by my forebears. Though it has proven too limited to do humanity much good against gods, you, however, have been far more effective.
You want to use me as the lights did, I said, my voice shaking. You want me to kill gods for you.
Only if they force us to, the Aramary said.
Then, to my greater shock, he knelt in front of me.
It will not be slavery, he said.
And his voice was gentle,
kind. That time of our history is done. We will pay you as we do any of the scriveners or soldiers who fight for us, provide you housing, protection. All we ask is that you give some of your blood to us, and that you allow our scriveners to place a mark upon your body. I will not lie to you about this mark's purpose, Erushoth. It is a leash. Through it, we will know wherever your blood has been shed in sufficient quantity to be a danger. We will know your location in the event of another kidnapping, or if you attempt to flee. And with this mark, we will be able to kill you if necessary, quickly, painlessly, and thoroughly, from any distance. Your body will turn to ash so that no one else will be able to use its unique properties.
He sighed, his voice full of compassion.
It will not be slavery, but neither will you be wholly free. The choice is yours.
I was so very tired of all this. Choice? I asked. My voice sounded dull to my own ears. Life on a leash or death. That's your choice?
I'm being generous even to offer, Erushoth.
He reached up then, put a hand on my shoulder. I thought he meant to be reassuring.
I could easily force you to do as I please.
Like the new lights did, I considered saying, but there was no need for that. He knew precisely what a hellish bargain he'd offered me. The Aramary got what they wanted either way. If I chose death, they would take what blood they could from my body and store it against future need. And if I lived, I almost laughed as it occurred to me. They would want me to have children, wouldn't they? Perhaps the Schultz would become the shadow of the Aramary, privileged, protected, our specialness permanently marked upon our bodies, never again to live a normal life. I opened my mouth to tell him no, that I would not accept the life he offered. Then I remembered. I had already promised my life to another. That would be better, I decided. At least with Shiny, I would die on my own terms.
I'd like some time to think about it, I heard myself say, as from a distance.
Of course, said the Lord Aramary. He rose, letting go of me. You may remain as our guest for another day. By tomorrow evening, I'll expect your answer.
One day was more than enough. Thank you, I said. It echoed in my ears. My heart was numb. He turned away, a clear dismissal. Hado rose, gesturing me up too, and as we had entered, we left in silence.